If you Google Anabaptists exposed and Pinecroft exposed, we come up number one on Google. Praise God to tell the truth. The Anabaptists do not keep the truth of God. Love you, young man. Hope you repent. The Anabaptists don't keep the word of God. They keep many sins. They have a false gospel. They don't focus, They don't focus on Christ crucified. They don't come out of the world and false man-made religion. They hold to man-made names. They hold to cultural dress. They hold to pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. And Good Friday, that's a lie. It's a Roman Catholic lie. No, you don't get any more questions. You don't get any more questions until you confess you're living in sin. Until you confess you're living in sin. We don't cast our pearls to people that don't take the one you give them. Here's some pearls, sir. Yeah, what about this? You don't get any more. We're done. I deal with homeless people. I walk up to a homeless guy and hand him a sandwich in the gospel. He throws the sandwich in the ditch. You think I'm going back tomorrow with a pizza? No. He's told, tell you what, call me, we'll talk about the gospel. That young man needs a rebuke. He doesn't need coddling. He doesn't need unity and fellowship in this false religion called the Anabaptist faith. So we have a bunch of men gathered around, young, some old. Jesus wasn't an Anabaptist. Why are you? Can any man who's not a mocker answer that? In the Bible. Can any man answer why you're calling yourself something that came along 1,400 years after Jesus walked the earth, established his body? I asked the Baptists the same thing. I asked the Mormons the same thing. I asked the Jehovah's Witnesses the same thing. I asked the Catholics the same thing. Catholics actually are much, much, much older. They were murdering people long before anybody else was even in existence. And they were murdering Anabaptist people. And you know what the shame of the Anabaptist faith is? A lot of you Anabaptists are looking to unite back to the Roman Catholics, not going there, but oh, there are brothers and sisters. We know Anabaptists like this heretical group on the East Coast. I'm not even going to mention their name. They quote Catholics. They look to Catholic mystics as founding fathers. The Catholics were killing you Anabaptists 500 years ago because the Anabaptists were living a godly life. If you were born of Jesus Christ and you had the Spirit of God in you, you would want holiness and righteousness. You would want every truth that the Word of God gives you. You would want every single way of God. Instead, what are you happy with? Electric bikes, volleyball, shuffleboard, vacations, living on a farm in community, doing my own cool thing. You don't have the fruit to be born of God, Anabaptists. It's why we go and preach to you. We stand outside Anabaptist churches. Most of the time, they'll trample you like cattle if you're standing in front of the door, outside peaceful, to get away from you. Why? Because they don't have any answers in the Bible. They don't have any answers. I ask them all the time about sins that I see. They have no answers. They live in sin and worldliness.
You go to a Mennonite church. How do you know that my term of Mennonite is the same as yours?
Because Mennonites are Mennonites. It doesn't matter.
So it's
doesn't matter what false doctrine you have. You're named after a man. Toss it out.
No, I told him.
You're named after a man. Toss it out.
You go to Mennonite.
That's sin. How many sins did it take Adam and Eve to get thrown out of the garden?
No, this is.
How many sins did it take to have Adam and Eve thrown out of the garden?
One.
How many sins did it take to kill two Levitical priests in Leviticus 10?
One.
How many sins did it take to kill Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5 after Jesus rose from the dead?
Hey. One.
One sin. Being called a Mennonite will put you out of the kingdom of God.
You want to talk to my brother either?
Yeah, I'll talk to you. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I just told him. I said, Mennonite is relative.
It's not relative. It's sin.
There's a whole different...
You're named after a man. You're calling sin relative. That's enough to just say you're not born of God by that spirit.
Let me talk.
Why would I let you talk? You're a Mennonite. You keep sin.
Are you not?
Why would I let you talk?
Are you not supposed to love others?
I do love you. I'm telling you the truth. Unless you repent, you're going to perish. That's the love you get today. That's the love you get today.
That's not love.
Did you know Jesus with the Pharisees? Go read your Bible. Do you know Jesus didn't have on and on discussion? Oh, you ask a question, then I ask a question, then you ask a question, then I ask a question. Hey, Mr. Pharisee, let's just all get along. They came up to Jesus and they said, how come your disciples don't wash their hands? And he said, he asked them questions right back and he refuted their false ways. There's no such thing as free communication with sin and false ways. When police show up and there's a criminal doing a crime, do the police go, well, let's have a conversation. Yeah, you know, I'm beating the old guy up. You want to know why, cop? Yeah, well, let's hear your side of it. The cops jump on him and take him off the old guy and take care of the situation. You guys, as Anabaptists, have no cloak for your sin. Your sins that you keep willfully, you have no covering of Jesus Christ. You're lost. You're going to die and be sent into the weeping and gnashing of teeth. Because all you do is defend Mennonite ways, Amish ways. You don't defend or even know the Word of God. Two young men, defend sin. Those men playing shuffleboard won't even give an answer to any of their sins. Here, this guy kept saying, don't judge me. Is he ready to come up and judge me? He judged us saying we shouldn't be judging. Can anybody see the hypocrisy there? I'm judging you because you shouldn't be judging. This is what the Anabaptist faith is made of. And it is not unlike Catholic, Baptist, Lutheran, Mormon, Jehovah's Witness. You're following men and man-made traditions. Look at your fruit. I'm going to go there. I haven't talked about it the whole day. If you dress like the world, men and women, you are of the world. The Bible says this is our temple. He teaches in Scripture how we're to dress. Women are to cover with a cloth veil, not a little cap on the back of their head. Women are to wear long, flowing, loose, unadorned dresses. My goodness, I can't even look at your teenage girls. They show their forms off. Where are your elders? Where are your husbands? Where are your fathers? Shameful wickedness. Men. Did you know, men? Let's talk about this Anabaptist men. Did you know if you walk around in just pants, you're wearing underwear according to the Bible? Did you know that the priests in the Old Testament wore breeches and they had a robe over their breeches? The point was, if I don't have pants on and my tunic blows up, it ain't good. I'm covered no matter what. You guys walk around in your underwear because it's fashionable. It's the culture, okay? But the Bible says in Genesis 3 that God shed blood of an animal, covered us, archetype of Jesus, in a long garment. That's why we look different. Because God changed our hearts and we want to be holy. What do you want to be? Worldly? Show your forms off. That's not of God. Just another sin I'm calling out. And I got teachings on all of this. So does my brother. My brother's got teachings. Followgospel.com. Don'tperish.com. For free. I don't want your money. We want you to open the Bible and start testing yourself. Because you're lost. You're going to lose your soul in all your false ways. God doesn't care that you were born an Anabaptist. He didn't invent it. It's a tradition of man that God hates. God is looking for those to worship him in what, brother?
Spirit and truth.
Go ahead, brother. Talk to him. Tell him what's on your heart.
So we already covered one sin. Naming yourself after a man is sin, for which, by the way, the Mennonite will not even say is a sin. If you deny God's word, you're basically ripe for judgment. The wickedest people deny God's word. If you claim to believe in Jesus Christ, he is the word made flesh. Jesus Christ said, sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is truth.
Amen.
The word of God is truth. If you cannot accept and agree with the word of God, because it doesn't, I'm going to go there, because it doesn't agree with your man-made doctrine, you are practicing man-made religion that will damn your soul. Go read Matthew 15. Jesus said, you hypocrites. Yes, he called you hypocrites. Well has Isaiah prophesied of you. Jesus said, you hypocrites. He calls you hypocrites because this is what you're doing. He says, you draw nigh to me with your lips, and you honor me with your mouth, but your heart is far from me. For
or in vain. You know what that means? It means useless. Your worship of God is useless, he says. In vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Go read it. A little further down he says, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. If you're practicing traditions and ways and doctrines and commandments, calling yourselves after men, Christmas, Easter, feminization, unbiblical dress, a bunch of it, depending on how deep you go in the Mennonites and the Amish, horse and buggies, a bunch of other man-made traditions not found in God's Word. According to Jesus Christ, you are a hypocrite who is not worshiping God, and you will be plucked and rooted up. Let that sink in a bit. I used to be one of you Anabaptists, okay? Hutterites are big on man-made tradition, just like the Amish and the Old Order Mennonites. You're going to lose your souls in that. God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth.
Brother, tell them what it cost you to leave and follow Christ.
You are not worshiping God if you're doing it according to the traditions and commandments of men. Go read the Word of God. I know that it's hard for you to swallow that because, like one guy here said, there's not a few of us, there's many of us. Popularity is not based. Truth is not based on popularity. There can be thousands and many of you on the broad road to destruction because few are on the narrow road to eternal life. I had to come out of the Anabaptists. I know what it's like to be brainwashed in a religious cult, to look around you and see all of your family members still stuck in it. But do you love Jesus Christ more than you love your family?
He says you should.
Do you love Jesus Christ more than you love your traditions?
He says you should.
Do you love Jesus Christ more than you love your man-made ways? Do you love Him more than anything to the point where you are willing to lose your life for Him? That's what happened to us. We lost everything. Go listen to our testimony coming out of the Hutterites. It was a long battle. We lost everything. All our family members. Everybody we knew who thought was claiming Christ. Look around your church body. Look around you. How many of you Mennonites and Amish care enough about the truth of God that you'll even come talk and reason in the Word? That you will not defend sin? That's how few there are. If you want to follow Jesus Christ, you must come on your own. You must lay down your life, repent of your sins. Then you can be born again and actually start living in holiness and obedience and not man-made religion.
Amen. That's a great point, brother.
That's a great point.
What are we talking about here?
The cost to follow Jesus Christ is everything. You lose your family, you lose your friends, you lose your job probably, you lose your wife or husband prospects. But Jesus said you'll hate your family members compared to loving Him. And the Anabaptists, we see the fruit of the Anabaptist place. They love sin. They love worldliness. They love idleness. Let's talk about idleness. Did you know idleness is a sin? Frivolity, basketball, volleyball, shuffleboard, bocce ball, three-wheel bikes, eating ice cream, sitting on the beach. Jesus said, go, preach the gospel. What are you guys doing to yourselves? It's because, let's go down here, brother. It's because you're not born of God. If you were born of God, you wouldn't even need a preacher to tell you the truth. Sir, please don't bump into me. You wouldn't even need. Okay, I'm going to walk over here.
No, I want to hang out with you.
Well, this, sir, you can hang out with me. Just don't be bumping into me like a fleshly man, right? You wouldn't even need a preacher to be telling you these truths if you were being guided by the Holy Spirit. If you're guided by the Holy Spirit, the Word of God is your guide. The Spirit is your guide. And guess what? Holiness and obedience begins to mark your ways. That ain't the Anabaptist people I know. We're looking around. We come down here as a marker against you. And in love, you're marked. Look on the internet. Look up Pinecraft Exposed. Look at Anabaptist Exposed. We come up on the first page of Google. Why? We don't make a penny. Why do we do it? Because we want to warn you and other people you're deceiving. You're deceiving people with your false religion. You're deceiving people in sin and heresy.
I'll answer any question if you can share with me the gospel.
Okay, my question is Jesus baptized as a baby or as an adult?
We're not teaching baby baptism.
Yeah,
we're preaching.
I don't know why people keep asking that. We don't teach baby baptism.
We teach adult baptism as a born-again saint of God. That's what the Word of God teaches. We teach against the Anabaptists because they keep man-made religion and tradition,
So, sir, the word Anabaptist means rebaptizers. We know all about that. We teach people they have to be born again by the Spirit of God. And if you're baptized as a baby, that's meaningless to God. You must come of your own. It's like getting married as a baby. It's meaningless. You got to come when you're an adult. But my brother was trying to share the gospel with you. By the shed blood of Jesus Christ, you got to place your faith in Him. He made the only way. The Bible says you have to repent, sir. You have to repent of every known false way, sin, worldliness, and you have to be willing to turn from it. Even if it's going to cost you losing your family, your friends, all your traditions, it's going to cost you your straw hat, it's going to cost you shaving off your mustache. None of this is rooted in God's Word. These are man-made traditions. Yeah, I don't shave my mustache off, okay? That's you know why the Anabaptists have people shave their mustaches off? Because hundreds of years ago, they said it was a sign of men of war. And so now you all don't wear mustaches. This is not of God. None of this is in the Scriptures. By the shed blood of Jesus, if you're willing to repent, you can be born again, sir. And if you were born again, we've been telling all these people, if they were born again, they would be guided. You better get off the road. You're blocking the traffic. They would be guided by the Holy Spirit, sir. They wouldn't need a preacher to come and tell them. They would be following the Bible and the Word of God, and they would be walking in holiness and righteousness. That's the biblical gospel. It's on the card we gave you, that Anabaptist card. And you're going to die and lose your soul. You're an old man like me. You're going to die and lose your soul unless you come out of this Anabaptist false religion.
What's it say about judging? What does it mean?
It tells us to judge rightly. It tells us to judge those that claim Christ. And it tells us in 1 Timothy 5 to publicly rebuke those who are in sin. You're in sin as an Amish man. You're named after a man and you keep false doctrine. You need to repent and come out. I'm sorry?
How do you stand with God?
I can't hear you.
How do you stand with God?
I stand with God in His Word by the Spirit and I obey Him and I came out of man-made religion. You need to. I hope you come out. We love you. Test that gospel card. Test that.
How did Paul and Jesus pray?